Juneteenth, National Independence Day? Are you kidding me? We have a National Independence Day. We need a National Emancipation Day to mark the end of slavery. But we don't need a Juneteenth National Independence Day. What the heck is going on? All while they still will not allow fireworks at Mount Rushmore. This is getting beyond crazy. This is getting beyond politics. This is a total reshaping of the country that they're trying to engage in. And I think it's really important that Americans recognize this. And by the way, you're not going to get this in the mainstream media, right? Because the mainstream media isn't talking about Juneteenth, National Independence Day, which is what the holiday is now known as. Juneteenth, National Independence Day. The president is signing this into law, saying that we need to erase the moral stain on our history. Okay, I agree. Federal holiday to celebrate emancipation. That's a good thing. But why are you calling it National Independence Day? I mean, we have a National Independence Day, do we not? Or maybe you don't want that as our National Independence Day anymore. I mean, that could be part of it. Anyway, they passed this, of course, in the House. 14 Republicans voted against it because they made the point that I'm making right now, that you have a National Independence Day. And that really all this does is serve to really divide the country even further and feed the sort of race politics that doesn't help anyone. It's one thing, again, to commemorate the history of Juneteenth, and that's a good thing to do. But when you talk about creating a National Independence Day just a couple weeks before National Independence Day, it's a little strange. Meanwhile, you know, it's never enough, right? Because you had a member of the squad, a newly elected member of the squad, Representative Cori Bush out of Missouri, the Democrat from Missouri. She was out tweeting on Wednesday evening when they passed this. And of course, Thursday, the president signed it into law. Quote, it's June 19th and reparations. It's June 19th and end police violence and the war on drugs. So the reparations part, wow. I mean, can you even imagine an environment where they tax everyone more, right? Because of course they want to tax you more, and they transfer earnings. Black liberation is in its totality must be prioritized, writes the Democrat from Missouri. Again, the Republicans, the 14 of them that stood up to this said they didn't like the idea of National Independence Day because they feared it might enhance these racial divisions at a time when the nation is trying to come together. And while they said they supported a celebration of the abolition of slavery, naming Juneteenth a National Independence Day was and remains an issue for them. And they were right to address that. And yet no one in the Senate bothered to. No Republican in the Senate brought up these issues. And I find it interesting timing because the White House is still not allowing fireworks at Mount Rushmore. The Biden administration has given the okay to all the states and local officials to hold Independence Day celebrations except at one location at Mount Rushmore. Now, what do you think that's about? Kristi Noem is taking issue with this. She tweeted out a letter that was sent to all the local and state governments from the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs. And in this letter, they go on and on about how Joe Biden has brought the end to this virus and how great that is. So it's a big, you know, pat on the back for him. And then they say that you are encouraged, right, to celebrate this summer in a summer of freedom, they say, where, quote, we mark independence from the virus by celebrating with events across the country. Mark independence from the virus. It used to be that we marked independence from Great Britain and we celebrated the foundation of our country, including our founding fathers. And that was a big part, by the way, of the Mount Rushmore celebration. Don't forget who's on that landscape, including the man, by the way, that freed Black Americans from slavery in 1865. You've got Lincoln right up there. But, you know, you've also got Washington, and they don't like Washington. Actually, a lot of people don't like Lincoln even because they say it didn't do enough. In fact, there's a school out in California that got rid of Lincoln from its name. I mean, they're also getting rid of Dianne Feinstein, right? I mean, I don't know where it ends, but we need to remember our sense of patriotism. We need to remember who our founding fathers were. We need to respect what they were able to accomplish. I mean, this little country that was nothing. And it has become the engine of the world, the envy of the world economically. And so it's important, absolutely, that we recognize how horrible slavery was, and we recognize the importance of emancipation. But we also need to recognize the foundations of this country, and they don't need to be mutually exclusive, right? I mean, you don't need to say that they're both National Independence Days, and so it's like, hey, take your pick. That's not right. And the country's going increasingly in a bad direction. I want to point out, of course, that Mount Rushmore is known for its patriotic display, and Kristi Noem, the governor there in South Dakota, has been repeatedly denied requests by the Federal National Park Service to allow the fireworks display. As recently as this month, her bid for a permit to be issued expeditiously was denied again. I mean, she went in May and asked the National Park Services if she could have the festivities. They said no, so she went to a judge just a few weeks ago. The judge said no. You see where this is going? I mean, so it's okay to mark independence from the virus. Again, what about the independence for our nation from Great Britain? Are they really trying to erase history? Are they really trying to replace Independence Day? I mean, why do you have to call it that, guys? Really and truly. And nobody else wants to ask these questions, because I realize it's dangerous territory, but you know I go there. You know, I'm willing to go there. Because I think these questions need to be asked, and nobody's talking about it being even National Independence Day. In the mainstream media, they keep calling it Juneteenth. But the correct terminology is Juneteenth National Independence Day. This is what the Biden administration is naming it. And it's just a little weird. It's just a little weird. Okay, I want to quickly turn to some of the inflation data that we are still looking at. Good news, lumber prices have been going down. That was in the headlines, of course, today. But we've got the Federal Reserve indicating that, yeah, they might have to move at some point in time before 2024. They're talking about now the end of 2023. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If the inflation data continues the way it's been going, and I expect it to do so, right, because you can't be in an environment where the economy is finally opening up in such a great way, and you're still lining people's pockets with unemployment checks from Uncle Joe or stimulus money, and expect not to have inflation. The inflation will hit. And so the latest data points show a 6.6% increase in consumer prices. Well, those always get passed along to consumers. So you can bet that we're going to see consumer prices continue to rise. The Fed shoots for like 2% inflation. Well, last month it was 5% for consumer prices. I told you the numbers on the producers. So expect that to continue going up. The danger here is, of course, that our dollar continues its depreciation, right? We ought to be doing a whole lot better. I'm sorry, but we are way better than Europe as an economy. So why isn't that reflected in our currency? It's not reflected in our currency because we spend too darn much money, and Biden wants to spend more. Kamala wants to spend more. But Cori Bush, the representative from Missouri, saying, you know, it doesn't end with Juneteenth. We need reparations too. Where is this money going to come from? I really want to know, because we're already $28 trillion in the hole and still counting. So it all adds up. The Federal Reserve, in the meantime, is out there printing money like there's no tomorrow, buying up bonds in their bond buying program to try and keep interest rates artificially low. Like, I'm sorry, guys, the jig is up. Like, you're going to have to raise rates, right? Because that's the right thing to do to try and curb some of this inflation. If you don't do it sooner rather than later, we're going to have some real problems. And I bring that up only because everybody's like, wait a second. So now they're talking 2023. Well, there's a lot of time now between this moment, 2021, and end of 2023. And if you're going to wait that long, then we are going to see inflation unlike anything we've ever seen before, potentially worse than anything in the 1970s. So none of this is good. Let's hope the Fed comes to its senses a little bit earlier than the end of 23. But you know what? Don't count on it. Anyway, I want to encourage you all, go to trishintel.com, trishintel.com. We have all the news that you need to know about every day on markets, on politics, on our economy. It's all there, trishintel.com. I look forward to seeing you there. And again, of course, look forward to seeing you right back here again tomorrow.